brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, terror fears drive oil prices to new high. Terror fears drive oil prices to new high. Boy, Al-Qaeda just helps the globalists invade countries, jacks up their oil company profits, jacks up the profits for the military-industrial complex weapon sales, more than quadruples opium supplies and profits, and just absolutely lets the establishment take over our society and set up a high-tech police state. Man, that old Al-Qaeda is certainly worth the money. Our criminal government, our super parasites, paid to create it. And then anybody worldwide resists the New World Order in any way, you're with Al-Qaeda. Yes, yes, you're with Al-Qaeda. Anyone who doesn't want to see their sons or daughters drug off to torture camps, why, they're with Al-Qaeda. Just so much propaganda, just so many examples of it. We have a massive overload of news today, and we'll be covering it all. You know, we heard that by the middle of next year, they're going to pull 30,000 troops out of Iraq, coming up in about 10 months. That is not the case. In fact, the Pentagon's actual announcement is that they're going to increase troop levels by 20,000. Right now there's 140,000 troops in Iraq. U.S. reportedly planning to boost troop levels to 160,000 in Iraq. But hey, never mind what the Pentagon's actually doing. Let's just believe the nightly news. They'll tell us the truth, won't they? We can trust them. By the way, our government is now pressuring the Japanese to adopt thermal nuclear weapons, hydrogen weapons, and they're pressuring South Korea to adopt them. And of course, it's our government that helped arm Pakistan, who helped arm North Korea, who helped arm China, who helped arm the old Soviet Union. It is our government who arms everyone. But don't worry, the FBI called for it last year. They're moving ahead. Checkpoints to enter the shopping malls. Yes, we must search you everywhere. Except the border. The border stays wide open, and the federal and state governments will give extra tuition to illegals when they're felons, and, of course, extra home loans. More articles on that today. Yes, and when you've got Al-Qaeda on terror watch list, well, a phone call gets made by the CIA to the visa office and let our people in. Let them come home. And they bring in the Iraqis after the Gulf War, bomb Oklahoma City. It's the same story over and over again. The head master bomber in England, they admit, is MI6 agent, MI6 asset. And now it's in the news today, in the British press, they're saying arrest him. And the British government says, no, we're not going to touch our little sweetie pie. He did such a good job with the provocateurs in the second round of dud bombings. Of course, the first round was innocent individuals getting on trains and the government detonating those explosives and killing them. And we have a London Guardian reporter, by the way, on tape talking about that as well, not just the eyewitnesses. Folks, there is a lot of news coming up today. I'll tell you all about it on the other side of this quick break as we expose the entrenched parasitic infection, the disease that is the New World Order cancer that is metastasizing. But you, my friends, are the cure. You're the white blood cells attacking the disease, rallying the system, the immune system against it.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem reaction solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Let's face it, we know that we're less than perfect when it comes to our diets. We all eat sugar, saturated fat, salt, probably don't get the exercise we should, and we all have to deal with daily stress. And all the vitamins and supplements in the world won't help you if your immune system is compromised because of our less than perfect eating habits and lifestyles. That's why Agaricus Bio is the number one dietary supplement that you should consider an absolute must if you're going to take any at all. The immune system is your body's first line of defense against disease, and Agaricus Bio strengthens and supports your immune system. That's why it's become the most popular immune support system for people and pets in Japan. A one-month supply of Agaricus Bio is only $34.95, and that's a small price to pay considering the alternatives. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. How many times have you heard about people taking vitamin C and other vitamins and supplements to fight a cold? Well, with Agaricus Bio, you might not catch that cold in the first place. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com and order today. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, my friends, it is Tuesday, the ninth day of August, 2005. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be here for the next 2 hours and 51 minutes. We're going to have wide open phones throughout the broadcast today on any issue, any news item, any topic, any question, any comment. You disagree with me, you agree. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Well, the web is a weapon. All over the world, there are calls to regulate and control and tax the Internet, because Al-MI6-ADA, is using it to spread hatred. Yes, spread hatred. And so we've got to restrict it, we've got to regulate it, we've got to tax it. We'll be getting into that. This Washington Post article and a little propaganda video report. They're now doing those little video reports because they're losing all credibility and viewership of their website. Al-Qaeda in Iraq, airing the insurgency. The web is a weapon. Zarqawi intertwines acts on the ground in Iraq with propaganda campaign on the Internet. Of course, it's not even al-Zawahiri. Everything, anyone who fights back against the occupation is called al-Qaeda. Now, that's the same deception, just said a little bit differently than saying Saddam was behind 9/11. Now, admittedly, a complete fraud. When you day one, it was a fraud. Our own government said it was a fraud. That is, the analyst would not lie and say it was true. But Bush just said, oh, well, my analysts say so, when they didn't say so. Everybody knows that's not true. But see, now, anytime somebody fights back against seeing their mothers or daughters or brothers or sisters, you know, being drug off to a torture camp, admitted torture camps where they rape and kill, it's part of the new freedom. And don't worry, they do it at our prisons here in America, too, you know. It's all part of the freedom. Anytime anybody fights back, oh, they were under Al-Qaeda's command. Oh, yes, the Shiites really work with Al-Qaeda. Oh, sure they do, I mean, it's just, it's mindless. It's unbelievable. It's not true. And there are squads of CIA reports and defense intelligence reports that come out, but are in the back of the paper saying, no, this is not Al-Qaeda. There is no Al-Qaeda in the country, other than the U.S. military bases, which is Al-Qaeda. I mean, our government is Al-Qaeda. I mean, we got members of parliament saying it, German defense minister saying it, all the evidence. Al-Qaeda is the name of a CIA file of Mujahideen under CIA control. And they used them against Gaddafi. They used them against the Serbs. They use them all over the planet. You understand it's part of the record. Again, this is everything is hidden in plain view. Al-Qaeda is admittedly U.S. and British intelligence. The latest bomber leader over in England, admittedly MI6, news out today, mainstream British papers, they're saying arrest him. They're saying, no, we're not going to touch him. The first World Trade Center bombing, FBI hires one of these guys, cooks the bomb, trains the driver. He thinks it's part of a sting op. He comes to him and says, let's bust him. They say, no, the bombing goes forward. Public record, Chicago Tribune, New York Times, CBS News. But it went in the memory hole. Every single time. The Iraqis, 1995. April 19th. A truck bomb goes off, and then inside a series of explosives detonate. The building's blown out across the street. People are blown out into the street. BATF shows up in 20 seconds. Police go, why are you in full bomb gear? They said, oh, we got told not to come into work today. None of them in the building. And then they watch the surveillance cameras before they get seized under national security. There are these Iraqis with McVeigh milling around. And it turns out we know the Iraqis' names. They got picked up by police. Clinton ordered them released. And they were brought in 1992 by George Herbert Walker Bush. 3,000 of them, another 1,000 to 1,200 were brought in by Bill Clinton in 93. They were trained in the 1980s. They are double agents of the U.S. government, back when Saddam was our ally. And they're all over this country waiting right now with explosives. They'll blow there'll be explosives go off in every major city, total pandemonium. The minute the New World Order pushes a button, they will activate thousands, at least 4,000 Iraqi terrorists. And it's the perfect cover, folks. Why, it's them Arabs doing it. And I've got the Washington Post. I got the L.A. Times admitting the people were brought into the country by the U.S. government and were protected. And state police and local police and FBI knew who they were and tried to bust them and tried to stop them, and they were told not to. Meanwhile, there were German intelligence operatives swarming around at the same time, trying to connect it in to white supremacists in this country, trying to make those connections. There are so many examples of this. Los Zetas. Oh, all the big Texas newspapers admit it. Trained by the U.S. government, but just went rogue in the last year. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of special forces troops trained at Fort Benning, Georgia, in torture and espionage. Why, they've just all of a sudden gone rogue. But they're only killing the smaller cartels and drug dealers that aren't paying in to the mob bosses' bank accounts, who aren't CIA approved. We have this from multiple DEA agents, retired DEA agents, state police. We know the camps in South Texas where the CIA is training not just Los Zetas, but now even larger cadres of paramilitary forces. And do you know why? Because the price of cocaine and heroin is gone down to almost nothing. It's flooding in. And the monopoly men, the company men, don't like it. And so there's car bombs going off in Dallas. There's machine gunning deaths every day in this state. There's been hundreds of murders. It's going all over the Southwest, but it's the worst here. And you think I'm joking, folks? You think I'm playing games about this? Here's the BBC. U.S. reopens Mexico border mission. Our government only closes embassies when bombs go off. I mean, they don't close embassies in Israel. They don't close them in the Balkans. They don't close them in Macedonia in the middle of civil war, folks. They don't close them in Chechnya. But they close them here. Hundreds of deaths. Hundreds of people kidnapped. American citizens. Machine gunning murder. I had a friend who just took a trip, a business trip, down to Mexico with a big tour of Central Texans. They had state police and armored vehicles protecting them all the way down into Central Mexico. It's total civil war, and our government's carrying it out. U.S. reopens Mexico border mission. Why aren't you hearing about this, folks? The United States has reopened its consulate in Mexico's northern border town of Nuevo Laredo. But there's still a travel advisory, the most high level of threat that the State Department issues. It had been shut following a shootout between drug gangs involving rocket-propelled grenades and machine guns. Oh, you didn't hear about that. Folks, we have multiple car bombs in Dallas and in South Texas. We have cars blowing up. Do you understand? We have CIA guerrillas literally taking over, slaughtering. Do you understand, folks? Oh, but see, imagine if Arabs had kidnapped hundreds of Americans. Oh, hundreds. Imagine if Arabs or if Muslims were blowing up cars in Dallas. Big D. Imagine if they had killed, what is it, in the last month and a half? Five cops on our side. 18 cops on their side. That was a couple weeks ago, just in the last month. I haven't done all the numbers. I mean, it's on local news. People are crying. They're freaking out. There's literally no business. These are big cities, huge tourist towns, where literally thousands of people a day, tens of thousands, packed huge hotels on the U.S. side and would go across and buy goods and sombreros and little glass figurines and chess sets and whiskey and, you know, saddles and clothes. And it's nice down there. No one's there, literally. I've got the newscast. We've aired it on my local TV show. TV newscast, there's no one there. The locals are moving out, and now it's all over the state, and eight towns fly the Mexican flag, and no English is allowed. And it's in the San Antonio Express News. But can you imagine if Arabs had taken over eight towns, and no English was allowed, and you know the flag of Iran was flying? But see, this is being run by our government, just like they built up the insurgency in Albania to break up the Southwest. I'm not kidding. You think it's bad now? Wait in 5 years. And the government has, conservatively, upwards of 1,000 lost Zetas murdering special forces commandos, killing cops, killing DEA, killing FBI, killing Forest Service, killing sheriff's deputies, blowing up cars, rocket-propelled grenades, machine gunning, absolute, total bedlam. Well, here's another one. Illegal aliens reportedly voted AP, Salt Lake City. Oh, the illegal aliens are all voting, but that's okay. And here's another one out of Reuters. Oh, yeah, illegal aliens, the government's smiling on them and seems to be giving them preferential treatment for home loans, even though they're felons. Oh, and 24% of the troops in Iraq are Mexicans who aren't even legal. But that's all. Are you starting to get the picture? This is like King George III landing his tens of thousands of German troops. That's all this is. History repeats itself. I don't have words to describe, but see, because they haven't told you it's a big deal, nobody even knows about it. Nobody even knows about it. It's just a few little news articles here and there, and well, we really don't talk about that. You know, just closing the consulate. Closing the mission. It's so dangerous. You know, we've got consulates. I mean, they closed the consulates in Tanzania and a few other African countries for a few months when Al-Qaeda blew up the buildings. I mean, that's how bad it is down here. But Bush wants total amnesty. We'll be right back.
Gano Cafe is the new energy drink that's sweeping the globe. Already a number one beverage in Asia, Gano Cafe is the new energy drink for coffee, tea, and cocoa lovers. What makes Gano Cafe special is the secret ingredient, reishi, a concentration of six species of red mushroom, also known as the miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. One packet of Gano Cafe is the energy equivalent of a whole pot of coffee. All natural Gano Cafe tastes great and is a drug-free alternative for optimal health and longevity. With several delicious varieties, including mocha, hot cocoa, and the Brazilian coffee classic, you can experience Gano Cafe for yourself. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and to meet the demands of a busy day the natural and healthy way. Try Gano Cafe today. Visit www.healthycoffeeonline.us or call 888-784-0718. Call now and receive a free gift with your first order. That's 888-784-0718.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes the history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and the genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now. 1-800-686-2237.
I love the new sandal styles, but before I discovered Nonex Nail Gel, I was too embarrassed about my toenails to wear them.
If your nails look dark or discolored, now there's a solution besides hiding them. It's a patented nail gel called Nonex. All-natural Nonex clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under nails called keratin debris.
Nonex Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. My toenails now look clear, and I'm not embarrassed to wear sandals anymore.
Nonex Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guaranteed. You'll find Nonex Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, Duane Reed, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Nonex Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
Don't worry, this show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning
ring. I'm not exaggerating.
I went down.
I haven't counted the stories, but it's about an 8-inch stack. I've got to have probably about 100-plus stories here. They're all just as important as the one article I just read out of the BBC. Got to go to the BBC for a national or international outlet to talk about mortar attacks, machine guns, hundreds dead, dead U.S. cops, dead Mexican cops, all of this going on. And this is all over the lucrative $200 billion narcotics market alone each year in the U.S. Actually, $250 billion, you want to be accurate. And this is one of the major sites where it's coming in. And look, I have it from the inside sources. I have it from the eyewitnesses. I have it from every angle that these are CIA-controlled gangs, special forces trained by our government, that's publicly admitted, that are out murdering en masse, taking over. And it's just like we've caught the FBI all over the country running murder for hire and running the gambling and the prostitution. And it's the same thing, folks. They're going to use Mexican commando gangs to do all of this. And there's no interdiction against them. They're just being left alone. And then the public gets upset about it. They'll go bust some little low-level Mexican mafia, fat-bellied nobody, and go, see, he was one of the people. And that'll just be one of the little minions who was, fighting against the U.S. government. Obviously a scumbag, but nothing compared to the larger scumbags. And again, I know you can't get your minds around this. Our government is so criminal, folks, that it hired the former death squad commanders from the 1980s and has them by the thousands in Iraq right now. That's mainstream news. In Latin America and in Europe, never hear about it here. Same thing. They've just taken these people, just like they trained Iraqis at School of the Americas. I know School of Americas is predominantly Latin America, but they have other divisions at Fort Benning, Georgia, and other U.S. bases. So they trained Iraqis in similar cadres. And just like they use them to bomb us. And it's the same story over and over and over again. That's why the New World Order is in control. That's why we're the center of the empire. Because the elite we have are the most cunning, the most ruthless, the most powerful. You just get an average mainstream book about the history of the CIA, even when they were the OSS in World War II, you'll find that who they worked with were criminals. Because they had contacts with corrupt cops. They knew the lay of the land. They were ruthless. They understood covert operations. They understood conspiracy. And it's the same thing today. And they're going to use them against U.S. citizens, folks. They're going to break up this country. They're going to have it become a unionized system, part of Agenda 21 and the Free Trade Area of the Americas. And they're going to break off Texas and New Mexico and Arizona and Nevada and California. And it's going to happen, folks, unless we stop it. And while all these poor, foolish Mexicans get all proud of themselves and, ooh, we've defeated America and we've taken over, just remember, Washington, D.C. is running the entire operation. It's to bring down this country. They're masters of it, just like they used the Albanians to steal Kosovo from the Serbs. And again, commanding that operation, Osama bin Laden. The Senate's own report. They even admitted on Fox News they're proud of it. It's so sick. And here I am. I've spent 30 minutes roughly now, I guess about 25 of that being airtime, talking about just government-sponsored terror and how they muscle and how they control. You can boil it down to just good old-fashioned mafia. You can boil it down to just good old-fashioned strongmen pushing us around. And the telltale sign is they got you pulling your hair out and begging to give up all your rights because 55 people died in England. That was a government operation. You have trouble believing that? You know how ruthless these globalists are? Think of all the stuff they've been caught doing. Life means nothing to them. Only their lives matter. They revel in being ruthless. But you look at how we got hundreds dead on the Texas side, hundreds dead on the Mexican side, cops being killed every month, multiple police officers, and man, do they keep it quiet. Don't you think Fox News and CBS and NBC and ABC and CNN would love a story of rocket-propelled grenades and explosives and death and car bombs and U.S. citizens being kidnapped? And these stories are so big, and they'll give it a 20-second footnote. Hundreds had been kidnapped, being held in a building. At least 15 of them were U.S. citizens. Some were killed. Commandos raided the base. Los Zetas killed more police officers today. But you'd think it'd be a hysteria. Crisis on the border. Things have fallen into total bedlam and anarchy on the Texas border. Tonight on Fox, the report from the war zone. But no, 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 no. They don't want you to know.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Soon the mark of the beast will be enforced. Those that receive it will receive the wrath of God. Prepare yourself. Find out who the beast is and how to avoid his mark with this free book offer. Call toll-free 888-211-1715 and receive the book, The Bible Says, for free. There is absolutely no obligation. No one will call you and your number will not be sold to telemarketers. We just want to make sure you know the truth. Get your free book, The Bible Says, by calling toll-free 888-211-1715. Again, that's 888-211-1715.
U.S. gold and silver coins. Tired of guessing what they are? Which are collectible? Which are bullion? Get your answers where the experts get theirs. The 2005 Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins. As a special offer, Midas Resources will send you a 2005 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for only $22.95. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Learn what real money is. Feel real money. Get your 2005 Red Book and genuine silver dollar today. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Next hour, 911 commissioner confronted on ISI at a length how the CIA's own head of Pakistani intelligence, admitted to be CIA, was funding the supposed lead hijackers. And again, they were just decoys, part of the drill. And the 911 commission is still traveling across the country, propagandizing their official story, and this is just one of the hundreds of points they didn't even mention in their report, funding of terrorists, and said it didn't matter. And then a 911 activist gets up, who's very well known, and says, you know, Kyle Hinch of 911 Citizens Watch gets up and says, well, what about the funding of this guy? And the head of the 9/11 Whitewash Commission gets very upset. I mean, you got to watch the video on PrisonPlanet.com. We also have this Washington Post video propaganda piece where anybody who makes a video about the insurgency is controlled by Al-Qaeda, and just a lot of lies and propaganda in it. I want to go over it. Here's another one. Scotland Yard not interested in talking to 7-7 bomb mastermind. You know, they admit that this particular individual is the, quote, mastermind of the Dud bombings, that he's MI6 and being protected, and now openly it's in the Times of London and a bunch of other publications. Well, what we've got posted is a news roundup of 4 mainstream news articles about how MI6 says, we're not touching him, we don't want him, leave him alone. So when folks find out that it's MI6 bombing, I mean, this is they're caught red-handed. It just shut up. Don't worry about it. We'll put out a bunch of reports about how we got warnings that Al-Qaeda was going to hit us. I mean, it's just, well, yeah, I bet you did get warnings. Well, I have a feeling that a bank's going to be robbed because I'm going to rob the bank. You know, it's like the bank robber saying that. Oh, and you got all this insider trading against the pound leading back to the British and U.S. government. I mean, it's always the same. It's just so overt. Here's another one. Ex-Prime Minister says Dutch let Pakistani nuclear scientists go at CIA's request. Order out of chaos. They let the guy go. And globetrot around the world, arming our enemies so then they have a pretext to invade. Well, absolutely. Got that out of AFP, French news agency. Sydney Morning Herald, genetic contamination spreads into GM-free Australia, taking over the biosphere, which is the plan. Officials test radio tags at Canada border. If you're an illegal alien, no problem, you just pour across. But people who are visiting and try to go through the system, you will be fitted with a tag. See, it's happening. Associated Press, Halliburton secretly doing business with key member of Iran's nuclear team. And by the way, it's always the same. Saddam wasn't allowed to buy oil field equipment under sanction rules from anybody but the U.S. Isn't that cute? And guess who got all the contracts? Almost all of them. Halliburton and Dick Cheney. Right up until a month before the new war in 03, they have the contracts, and now they've got them again. Well, same thing with Iran, helping them with all the goodies. The globalists have got a... It's like the... One of the top board members of ABB, the Swiss company, being Donald Rumsfeld, with the nuclear transfers to North Korea in 96. And then neocons shrieked in hatred when Bill Clinton allowed the transfer. He was just doing it at the behest of Donald Rumsfeld. They see they all work together. Ex-POW Jessica Lynch says U.S. used her as Iraq war symbol. Oh, really? Bin Laden to enter Iraq during Ramadan, says Iranian report. I mean, give me a break, folks. When is it going to end? Okay. I mean, that's why I'm frustrated. I just spent 20 minutes on civil war, folks, orchestrated and run by our government against any drug dealer or any cop or anybody that doesn't go along with them to get prices back up. And this is what it's like to live in Mexico. It's why our government loves Mexico so much. It's mordido, it's kickbacks, it's total control. And this is how it'll work. You'll have a Mexican hit team in your town, whether it's Omaha, Nebraska, or Rochester, New York, and the government hits one button and a Mexican drug gang comes and kills you, and there's plausible deniability for the government. I mean, this is going to be our masters, folks. Our masters will be Mexican Hessians. Again, the Germans were our masters in two separate invasions. And it's the same old M.O., foreign troops. You want foreign troops? 25% of the Marine Corps, 24% of the Army on the ground are illegal aliens from Latin America. I mean, I just can't get away from this. It's almost like I haven't focused on how bad it is because the media has been ignoring it. Again, can you imagine how big a story it would be if Arabs were blowing things up, kidnapping people and murdering hundreds, killing cops? It would be, we got to have checkpoints on every highway. We got to confiscate all your guns. We've got to have checkpoints in all the malls because, you know, Al-Qaeda is going to get you. But because that doesn't exist outside government operations, because they want the border to stay wide open, because they're getting rid of the border under CAFTA that just passed and now to the free trade area of the Americas they're pushing. Final draft is out. Openly calls for a Pan-American Union. End of this country. I have the subsections here in front of me. Because of that, it's just out of sight, out of mind. I mean, even cops in Texas aren't worried about it, even though they're getting killed. And we're getting citizens are being killed in Austin, San Antonio, Brownsville, Laredo, Dallas, Houston, El Paso, it's horrible. And these people do whatever they want, whenever they want, because they're certified government killers. Now, if you're a Mexican drug gang that isn't paying their cut, or you're one of these other groups, you're dead meat. They're being killed left and right. But stuff isn't going to settle down when the government hit squads, the U.S. government death squads, the Los Zetas death squads. They're not going to be done there. They've got to expand their enforcing. There's now Mexican death squads killing people up in Indiana, killing people in New York City, in L.A., in Oregon, in Portland. And it's simple. The globalists deal with the cartel leaders. They give the orders. Our government supplies the special forces trained. And now they're not even training them up in Georgia and Alabama at these bases. Now they're training them in South Texas. I'm thinking about going down there and trying to cover it. I know it's really asking for it, but who cares? You know, I've always been asking for it. If you're going to do this stuff, you got to go 110%. I have an idea forming in my mind. I've been having it. I'm really excited today, thinking about what we need to do next. Between trying to produce three films right now and do all these interviews and battle the New World Order, but I don't care. You only live once, and the candle that, the flame that burns at both ends burns twice as bright. I just wish I had the time to do the proper job on all this. It's just so insane to really be conscious and know what's going on. Why don't you call the Statesman up? Why don't you call the Houston Chronicle up? Why don't you call them up and go, I mean, they've got a few reports, but why aren't you doing more on this? Of course, I guess that's why one of my websites is bigger than the Statesman now. We have all those statistics up on the website. Bigger than the Statesman, a 100-something-year-old newspaper. And if you go to the major rating services like Alexa.com and others, one of my websites is bigger than Statesman.com. One of them. And what do we have? What do we have on Prison Planet? Two contributors, myself and Paul Watson, occasionally his brother, but he runs Infowars.net. That's myself and my wife and Ryan Slickhuysen running Infowars.com, posting news, analysis, bills. You know, I sit there for like 3 hours every morning, just barking orders. Post this, say that, put that headline on this article, get this out. You know, it's just like I'm literally on the front lines, just sitting there shouting orders into a radio. Fire, fire, fire. Intensify firepower. You know, it's just literally an info war. I've got to get on a plane and go here. I've got to do this. Look at that. We're under attack. Mortar attacks going on in the south part of the state. I want to go to the 8 towns flying the Mexican flag. No English allowed in court. My God, people need to see video of this. Why don't you get out of here, white boy? This isn't your place anymore. As you watch the U.S.-trained troops marching around, how are we even supposed to deal with all of this news? It's just the stacks of it. It's insane, everything. Oh, God. I mean, really, folks, it's out of control. It's just out of control. But that's why we're bigger than the Statesman. That's why we're bigger than the vast majority of major newspapers. I mean, if you calculate the size of my four big sites together, which they have functions you can do, at Alexa.com, we're bigger than the Dallas Morning News, folks. Bigger. The difference is that the Dallas Morning News has its big official name and you know, all of its history behind it. And so that thing can have 500 employees or plus and make tens of hundreds of millions of dollars a year. I mean, one of the biggest news, with the sixth largest paper in the country. And here we are, can barely pay our bandwidth bills. See, it's all about the illusion of officialdom. We really are the Patriot Movement, the Truth Movement. We've already won. People know stuff's wrong. We already, because, I mean, there are hundreds of sites that are alternative that are bigger than mine. The alternative media has taken over, but we still don't know that we are the force, that we have the power, that we are a greater force than them. We still have, it's like we've won up 10 Super Bowls in a row and we don't know we're the champions. I mean, four people working on a website for, I mean, I've had websites now for what, 7, 8 years? Bigger than the Dallas Morning News. No brag, just fact. It's very humbling. It freaks me out. You know, you could just take one of my sites, and it's bigger than the Statesman. Now, understand, most of their traffic is for movies and editorials, you know, to read the editorials or to read the funny papers or to look at photos or to, you know, to see what bar to go to or to read restaurant reviews or the classifieds. Our site is news. People are coming there for one reason, news, information. And you know what? The globalists can try to pull the plug on the whole web. The truth's already out there. The people already know. The websites are already backed up in cash. There's hundreds of sites, as big as mine or bigger, doing the same thing. We're taking over the internet. They could blow my head off this afternoon, and it would just empower us. It would just intensify. More sites would pop up. There are websites a year old that are bigger than mine that are telling the truth about the New World Order. They're just exploding. I love it. And no amount of and we get smarter and smarter. It's like the internet is hooked into the human mind, the human intellect, and we all combine our information there. A lot of it's garbage and a lot of it's, you know, for lack of a better word, crap. But, I mean, that's like the human body. What's in your intestines? What's on your skin? I mean, it's literally like a huge, huge organism. A giant organism. And we get smarter. We analyze lies. We analyze propaganda. We analyze who the provocateurs are. We analyze who the disinfo artists are. They're instantly revealed. They're instantly exposed. They're instantly discredited. And the globalists plan to use the net as this control grid, and they still do, but they're panicking, folks. It backfired on them. I'm not taking calls right now. I got a lot of news I want to cover. I'm frustrated about not getting out all my ideas, not talking about all the serious issues, not getting it covered. We're going to take your calls. I know we've got people holding. We'll get to you in the middle of the next hour, 45 minutes from now, 42 minutes from now to be accurate, to be precise. It's just that I haven't even gotten into the stacks. I mean, I've covered about 10 articles, and I haven't even gotten started yet, and I got all these audio clips I want to play. But we're talking about survival of the species, as I said yesterday. I mean, we got a criminal elite that's gotten away with so much that just gets more and more bold, more and more out of control, more and more evil, more and more self-centered, more and more decadent, more and more sadistic, more and more sick. And they're just out of control. They're making a move right now in the U.S., folks. They got already 20-something percent of our military is firing illegal alien, and they got special forces trained illegal aliens running all over killing people. I mean, everybody knows our government deals the drugs. Everybody knows that the private companies that own the private prisons are the big drug cartels. So when your dumb kid uses the drugs, they put them in the very prison owned by the drug dealers. But everybody knows the drug prices are way down right now, and the globalists don't like it, so they've turned loose huge killer squads all over the place, and I'm sick of it. I mean, that is so overt right there, just of how criminal our government is. They're gangsters. They're just good old-fashioned gangsters trying to push us around, trying to tell us that they're going to forcibly psychologically test our children and they're going to put them on drugs. Trying to tell us that we're going to take RFID chips and all our driver's licenses and we're going to have cameras in our neighborhoods and microphones and we're going to have checkpoints. They're saying today they want to put checkpoints in the malls, but the border's wide open. I mean, give me a break. It's like a science fiction horror movie. It's like The Island or something. It's like THX-1138, Brave New World, Gattaca, 1984. I mean, they're really doing it. Stop it, folks. Look, stuff is so crazy that the normal response to this is to run around in the street screaming. It is. I mean, if a huge meteorite plunged into the city next door to you and shot up red fire, you know, 3,000 feet in the air and killed 100,000 people, wouldn't you run out in the street and freak out and pay attention to it? Wouldn't it be a big deal to you? Oh, I mean, we got 50 million abortions in this country. That's a lot bigger than a meteorite hitting us. We got cancer viruses in the vaccines. We got sodium and stannous fluoride in the water. We got mercury in the vaccines. We got genetically engineered crops taking over the biosphere and super weeds and plants losing their capacity to reproduce and plankton dying en masse and real crises. You know, all this huge stuff going on. Meanwhile, the government's got you running around freaking out, the cops watching everybody, because 55 people got blown up, and the government did it. But we're not supposed to worry about over 1,000 Mexican troops all over the U.S. slaughtering people, rocket-propelled grenades, car bombs going off in Dallas. I mean, you understand how big this is? There's your proof right there. You don't even know about that, probably in Kansas City, do you? You don't even know about it up in New York. Most Texans don't even care. Yeah, I heard they're kidnapping people. I heard the buildings are burning and there's tanks driving around, but so what? Oh, I did see in the paper the U.S. government trained them. But Al-Qaeda's gonna get me. I better drug my kid with Prozac, because Al-Qaeda's gonna get me.
Heaven help us. I mean, just let it burn into your brain, folks. This is serious. This is hardcore. Just because the TV every night, you know, your sitcom's on, doesn't mean the real world isn't going on around you. We'll be right back.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the document of truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
And one of the 9/11 cover-up artists gets confronted with the facts of our government running the attacks. I mean, one of the big smoking guns. And then we have also a clip with a London Guardian reporter calling into a TV report via phone, talking about, you know, the clear bomb under the carriage of the train. And I want to go over a 1984 article that Steve Watson wrote, also an article that Paul and I put together, about the alternative media exploding in size and strength, and another article, kind of the roundup of the 7/7 bombings and the proof of government complicity.
These are important pieces of research and analysis that I haven't even really gotten into. So I do want to read those later in the next hour. And there's just so much. But just think about the criminality of our government, all the crooked things they're doing, and then just how naive and stupid the general public is, just going about their business, living their lives, and meanwhile, this evil grid, evil, abusive criminals that want to have their way with you are building a prison around you, and their own reports and their own plans and their own white papers say they're going to abuse you and take your pension funds and rob you and take your children and draft them for part of a global government and take our sovereignty and put foreigners over us as our oppressors. I'm sick of it, man. This is America. We're too good. We've got to face this threat. We got to deal with it. Oh, man. I'll get into the government's protecting the terrorists when we get back. And then what's happening with oil prices. And terror fears drive oil prices to new high. Close $65-plus dollars a barrel yesterday. And they're talking about it doubling that. And Oil for Food Inquiry claims Saban took $150,000 in payments. And that's horrible. You know, the UN has been caught engaged in all sorts of criminal activity. It's part of the military-industrial complex. It plays the part of good cop. But meanwhile, Halliburton is in bed helping to arm and helping to control Iran. And then the liberals point that out. The conservatives point out what the UN's doing, as if the two cancel each other out. No, it shows we got a bunch of criminals running things. I mean, I'm not in business with Iran. If I was, I'd be in jail, folks. But Dick Cheney gets to be. I mean, it doesn't get any crazier. And that's the Financial Times of London, by the way, that I was just reading. I mean, it just never stops. It never ceases to amaze. The criminality. But you associate your personal power with Cheney. And, well, he's a good conservative. No, he's not. He's a crime lord. Man, it's like idiot New Yorkers I've seen in documentaries who like John Gotti. Oh, he would buy pizza for us once a year, and he would help us out when we had troubles. You know, I love slaves that love their masters. You make me sick. You really are house slaves. You're house slaves. America has gone from the most free and independent, most intelligent, and the most vicious, and the most aggressive, and the most cunning, and the most creative. I mean, our rock stars 50, 100 years ago were inventors. And we made all the inventions, and we were... And now our rock stars are gibbering idiots with their pants hanging down around their ankles. Yeah. Our role models for our daughters are whores. Of course, young women don't know that when they end up living like that, they end up unhappy. With a bunch of kids on welfare hopped up on Ritalin. They're selling you death. They know you're like a computer, and they're feeding you viruses. Well, I'm angry about it, and I'm just a primitive human that wants freedom. What do you want?
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at gcnlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.